Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the chief executive of Moderna has predicted that existing vaccines will be much less effective at tackling Omicron than earlier strains of coronavirus, and warned it would take months before pharmaceutical companies could manufacture new variant-specific jabs at scale. Stefan Bantzl said the high number of Omicron mutations on the spike protein, which the virus uses to infect human cells, and the rapid spread of the variant in South Africa, suggested that the current crop of vaccines may need to be modified next year. Next, UK companies scrambled to reinstate or review rules over office working, after the government imposed fresh restrictions over travel and wearing masks in public places, following the outbreak of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Many companies have begun asking staff to wear masks again, in public areas and lifts, having relaxed rules as bosses sought to encourage more people back to the workplace, after previous lockdowns eased in the summer. And now, Ghislaine Maxwell was alternately described as a predator who enabled Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of underage girls, and a woman wrongly blamed for the sins of a man, as the British socialite's criminal trial started in a New York court on Monday. Maxwell, her face masked because of COVID-19 restrictions, sat impassively as the government previewed a case that will determine whether she spends decades behind bars or is freed after months of confinement in a 6-foot-by-9-foot prison cell. It's also likely to offer the fullest accounting so far of the Epstein scandal. And finally, an activist investor has called on commodities group Glencore to spin off its thermal coal business, divest non-core assets and improve corporate governance. Bluebell Capital Partners, a London-based hedge fund that previously took on Danone and GlaxoSmithKline, wrote to the miner and trader earlier this month, urging it to chart a new future without coal, the world's most polluting fossil fuel. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.